Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Louise Stanley is with me on the line today because, Louise, you got in touch due to an issue that you're having with your WhatsApp. Will you just explain the problem?
I will indeed. Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. Wednesday of last week in the afternoon, my WhatsApp was hacked. And I hold my hands up high. You know, I was the fool who, you know, responded to the hacker, you know, in the moment without really thinking it through. What was different about this and previous hacks that I've heard of or been exposed to and have not responded to was that the message that came into my WhatsApp was from one of my own contacts. So it was kind of like, this is the next generation of hacking. It looked as if somebody I knew was contacting me, but actually they had already been hacked. So this was the knock-on effect of them being hacked. So I was asked to forward a code. I know we're told not to do that. I know, you know, the minute I had done it, I realized I shouldn't have. And I contacted the friend and she's like, no, I've been hacked too. So, but this was now cascading into my own contacts. And a few people of my contacts did the same as I did. One of them who worked in tech was so surprised that they fell to it. But to cut a long story short, over the next few hours, as I was trying to contact everybody via Instagram and SMS to warn them, some of the people I knew who were affected had through word of mouth, or to use the word hack in another way, heard from a friend of a hack to resolve it. And this was that they had to basically go up in competition with the hacker to get into access to their account, set a timer for when they were locked out. So actually, everybody that I know did manage to resolve the issue that way. But funnily enough, Meta in a statement said they did not recommend that people do that, but they did not offer another solution. So my issue is different. That resolution did not work for me, because what seems to have happened is that at the moment when my phone was hacked, I was either hacked in a deeper way or it triggered some type of a bug in my WhatsApp.
And how did you know? Like, did they actually communicate with you and talk to you, Louise, or explain?
So the reason that I immediately got on to tried to get onto media about this was that my Instagram was hacked 2 years ago. And that was, I ended up having long chats with the hacker there who was trying to get money from me, send me £1,000 and I'll give you back your account. So of course, in that chat, this is 2 years ago, I good bank details, not that I was going to send the money, but I was just trying to get more information on who the individual was. And they're like, oh no, you have to pay in cryptocurrency. And I was joking, you know, you've got to be kidding me. I told the hacker I didn't want my account back, and I, you know, cursed them out a bit, et cetera. Anyway, that happened 2 years ago. I complained, every one of my friends reported the account as hacked, tried to get it blocked, and I never ever heard from anyone in Meta. So when I got hacked again the other day, I knew it was my own fault, but ultimately WhatsApp is such a necessity. Instagram, I could do without.
I know.
But it's not even a work for me. It's family and friends. And just in particular, I'm actually traveling to Ethiopia this Friday and I really need it for that trip. I need it back. But the hacker owns my account that is attached to my phone number. So really, I just want, you know, Meta have given, the customer service offered has been absolutely less than zero. I have sent an email over the weekend. I got someone I know who is techie to look at my phone to say, am I being really stupid here and not being able to resolve this? And they confirmed to me, no, this is something to your WhatsApp. Everybody else could get themselves directed to a page where they're allowed to request a new authentication code, but I can't get that far. When I click on restore or re-register, it just bounces me over to a page in Chrome that explains the WhatsApp privacy policy. So, look, I have to say that last Thursday, I was on another radio show on another channel, and just before I went on air, the researcher on that program and their contact at Meta managed to get the 2-year-old Instagram account restored to me. And while I was extremely grateful for that, I was absolutely infuriated that they could do that in a second when they'd ignored me for 2 years. And to be honest, that's what I'm now facing. I mean, I just really want someone in Meta to help me. I feel like they're one of the most profitable companies in the world, hiding behind their own technology and ignoring individual customers. And they keep sending out statements of how to avoid being hacked. That's no good to me. I have been hacked. I need help fixing the problem.
Our own tech correspondent here, Jess Kelly, is with me in studio, Louise, because Jess, you've been listening to Louise's situation and it's obviously very, very stressful for her. Like, what can she do?
Unfortunately, there's not a whole host at this moment in time. As you said, I have been on to Meta, and exactly as you predicted, they are telling you how to prevent this from happening. But getting it resolved seems to be a bit more arduous. I also want to note that I was off last week. I was inundated by people who've had this exact thing happen to them. There's been about 15 or 20 people onto me in the last 8 days. I also saw in the last wee while some politicians now are coming out there warning against this type of hack as well. And just to explain how it works, do you remember we spoke about the Hi Mom scams on this show a few months back?
Yeah.
It's very similar in concept in that you'll get a text purporting to be me. So my number's obviously in your phone. And it'll say, Andrea, I've been locked out. I've put you down as my emergency contact. Will you bounce on that code to me that just arrived in? You'll then think that you're doing me a favour by sending me the verification code, but you're not sending it to me. You're sending it to hackers. And I have one woman in my DMs here whose family WhatsApp has been infiltrated, and really upsetting, aggressive content, very graphic videos being sent into a WhatsApp group that has her parents and her children in it. So this is something that is not only massively invasive, because a lot of people are using it as their primary tool for business or friends and family, but just in general, it's a really scary thing to happen. I'm going to give you what Meta told me. This isn't going to be a magic wand, but a WhatsApp spokesperson said, we provide a lot of information to our users on how they can keep their WhatsApp account secure. If you receive suspicious messages, even if you think you know who they're from, calling or requesting a voice note is faster and simpler to check if someone is who they say they are. They also recommend, and this is the big thing, right? Regardless of what you're doing as you're listening to me speak now, take out your phone and go to your settings on your WhatsApp and ensure you have multi-factor authentication set up within your account. If you go to settings within WhatsApp and if you go to security, you will see, just follow the steps, because what that does is it creates an extra layer, an extra barrier for them to get in. It won't be sufficient for them just to get that code.
And when you talk about that multi-layer authentication, is that the likes of, you know, you having to put in your PIN code an extra time, or
exactly,
the Face ID or something to that effect? Did you have that, Louise, out of curiosity, set up?
I did have it set up already. That's what's infuriating. And I mean, I know, Jeff, I appreciate so much that you are looking for a resolution for me. But do you understand that that's exactly, I'm looking for help with the fix, not with preventing it. And I don't think I'm alone in that. And I just think, look, I'm a Generation X. I grew up with the first 25 years of my life, no technology. And, you know, for the last 30, I've just kind of fumbled my way through it. And I just know basics on how to get on with things. So when something like this happens, I'm just stuck. And I can't be alone. I mean, I'd like to go back to a simpler way of communicating with everybody now, back to SMS and just email, but that's not practical. Mm. Everybody uses WhatsApp. I mean, just to mention my trip that I'm going on Friday to Ethiopia, there's 14 of us going. For me, without my WhatsApp, I'm going to have to communicate, send 14 SMS messages, wait for responses, try and collate them. You know, that's just not the technology that people
need.
But
Louise, I just wanted to ask you, sorry, what communication are you having right now with the hacker or with the...
I have no communication with the hacker. They own my, they have access. They can be communicating with everybody they own my number. They are Louise Stanley. And so I've tried to let everybody that I know know that I've been hacked, but anybody in my contacts can get a message right now that looks like it's from me, but it's from them. They're controlling it. I can't even get into my WhatsApp. The hacker owns my WhatsApp.
So this is ultimately going to mean, am I right in saying, you nearly have to end up changing your number? Will
well, that's
that?
Listen. That's the, that
Which
is what I'm trying to avoid.
But that's.
I mean, I don't know, Jess. Is that the only way that I can get back on WhatsApp by changing my phone number? And if I mean, I know that the phone company aren't responsible, but you're kind of looking at the device in your hand, going, "I have an Apple device. You know, I have Vodafone providing a phone service. I have Meta providing all these apps, and like." It's just who can answer me? Who can help me?
Yeah, look, it is really frustrating. And unfortunately, like you list all the companies and the service providers, this is something that we've been saying for a long time. It does come down to the individual and to being aware of scams like this. Unfortunately, as you said, the second you did it, unfortunately, it was too late. The only things that can be done, from what I can see, is if you are logged in at any stage on your WhatsApp, on any of your browsers, to go in and log out of all devices. As I said, I sent your email, the copy of the email that you sent to me, to Meta. And what I got back was the statement that I read, including the steps of how to enable the multi-factor authentication. There was no solution as such as to how to resolve this particular issue. I'm hopeful that we might hear something more back. But as of this moment in time, I do think it's important that everybody just takes note. Never send a code on. I know this doesn't necessarily help you, Louise, because you're already there. But for other people, I think it's really important that people are aware of it.
Listener, Christine has got in touch. Just on this, Louise, you're definitely not alone, actually. I can tell you here from her own WhatsApp today. My husband's WhatsApp was hacked in a very similar way to your caller. WhatsApp themselves were of absolutely no help at all. He ended up going around in circles for about a week. We solved the problem ourselves by going into his iCloud account. We deleted the app from the cloud and then we reinstalled it again later on. Now, the chats and the photographs were all lost, but at least he actually got it back.
Yeah, now I don't know necessarily that will work in every instance, because once it depends on how far down the line the hackers are with the process, because if they've already set it up on multiple other devices, deleting it from one phone may not. It's definitely worth a try, but I don't know off the top of my head if that would work across the board.
The other suggestion, quite a few people have got in touch with this, and Louise, look, maybe you've already done this, or Jess, you might be able to shed some light on it. A couple of texters have mentioned perhaps if you just leave it for a week, leave it for 7 days without trying to reinstall WhatsApp. I finally fixed my mother's WhatsApp this way. Meta wouldn't engage. Another listener again making that point. If you just uninstall WhatsApp, you have to leave it for 7 days though, and then reinstall it again.
Again, I wouldn't know necessarily how that would work, but look, if it's worked for some people, it's definitely worth a try. That the only thing that I can advise people to do is just stay on Meta. As I said, I was onto them this morning. They gave me that statement and the preventative measures. But in terms of a quick fix, or even a fix that definitely works, I have yet to come across one that will be blanket across the board. But I would just urge everybody to please enable the multi-factor authentication and never, ever, ever share on or ask somebody to share on a verification code. Just don't do it.
Louise, listen, I hope you get some resolution, or you get the problem solved, particularly when you're heading away.
Andrew, I just wanted to say, I'm happy to that if this can help other people avoid this happening.
Yeah,
to them.
Just
but
a flag
I really would
even,
like to call on Anne O'Leary, the CEO of Meta Ireland, to respond to me, because I just think that I'm not isolated, and maybe it's just a numbers game that so many individual customers like me aren't worth taking care of. But I think from a customer care perspective, it's just absolute massive fail.
Yeah, well, we did get the statement back in, as Jess got it there, all right, in relation to your situation. But I appreciate it's hugely distressing and frustrating for you, and as you said yourself, particularly when you're heading away. Louise, listen, thank you for sharing your experience with us and getting in touch, and safe trip too. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com is the email address, as always. That's our own Jess Kelly, tech correspondent. Thanks, Jess, for your time as well on the show today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.